That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion that we have each and every day on this broadcast as we face the issues. Do you realize, perhaps you've not thought of it, our show's based on you, our listener. We set the stage, we ask the questions, we present the information, and invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. Love to hear from you. That's what the Let's Face the Issues broadcast is all about, drawing you into the dialogue, the discussion, providing the enlightenment, the encouragement, the information that multitudes of times have not heard any other place on the airways. My wife and I were just talking the other day. Much of what I talk about on the broadcast covering issues, you will hear on the main news outlets a week, 2 weeks later. So we try to be ahead of the curve and at the same time facing issues that will have implications on how it will affect believers and more particularly the conservatives and those that are patriots in America today. As we look at the issues, we do so from a central biblicist worldview. And as I've explained many times before, let me do so again at the risk of redundancy. A central biblicist worldview simply means we look at everything through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? For example, I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, the wicked is in rulership positions in just about all areas of the life of Americans today. If you don't believe that, just look at what recently took place in relationship to the attempted assassination of President Trump. We're going back and finding now through some new leaks, some new evidence that's coming out, that the high probability, hear me, the high probability was that it was planned and orchestrated and carried out from the direct office of Joe Biden out of the Oval Office to carry it out. We've got some material and information and evidence that's highly probable. Of course, we may never know it. Just like with in 1963, the CIA orchestrated assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Those files are still closed, still secret. Maybe another 20, 30, 40, 50 years before the truth comes out on that. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, looking at it from a central biblicist worldview, we need to recognize and understand that we have a demonic delusion that is taking place. I just had a conversation with my wife a few moments ago, and we discussed in brief, and I said it's just like a magician on the stage. He's saying, "Don't pay attention to my left hand, but always look at my right hand." Ladies and gentlemen, we have chaos, confusion, and calamity taking place on every hand in America today. And it's prevent us from seeing the real truth of what is really taking place in the undermining, tearing down, and destroying of our constitutional republic and our Bill of Rights that, if gone, once gone, we'll never, never, ever be able to recapture them in our lifetime. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we recognize the Word of God as having the central, foremost authority. We look at the scripture, and I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the word of God says this about the Scripture. Thy word is truth. The Scripture is the final authority. But ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, most people do not see that as final authority. Most people look at the Supreme Court as the final authority. Most see the government as being the final authority. We need to go back, as Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than man. Ladies and gentlemen, God gave us our liberties. God provided through our founding fathers our Bill of Rights. Those rights are given to us, ladies and gentlemen, not by government. Government is supposed to, under the letter of our Constitution, and the political people as they're sworn in, they're to protect and to defend our Constitution, which includes, ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights. But we're far cry from that, and it's because there's such a disdain for truth. I go back to the secularist George Orwell and his famous statement coming out of the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We're watching that right now at the very crescendo in the time and era in which we're living in, where there's a major tectonic change in America today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, may I say, we're in the very midst of a constitutional crisis that's not being distinctly talked about, not being recognized, and not being realized by our nation. We just see it. We, the people, generally speaking, looking at what's happening with Joe Biden, what's taking place now with the emergence of Kamala Harris, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that as a battle between the Democrats and the Republicans. That is not so. The Scripture is very clear. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you a loose paraphrase of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12, and 13 is what we need to recognize. It is a demonic delusion that we see taking place. It's as though the satanic demons have pulled the shades shrouding the truth of what's happening in America. And as behind the scenes, the stage has already been set, the chessmen has already been put on the board, the curtain is now coming up where we're seeing the truth of what is taking place. It is the tectonic shift with the globalist and their determination to have a global reset. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, major, major, major components of that global reset today. I go back to the fact that we need to stand on truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. He says America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He goes on to say, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, that is sad to find that in theological circles, biblical circles, societal circles, political circles, makes no difference. If you stand for truth, you have those that want to demean and disavow your stand. We have today a latest report in the survey that says that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, they go on to say, they, the millennials, that each person determines their own version of truth. And when you understand that, it makes it more important today than perhaps ever before for us to recognize truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day on Let's Face the Issues broadcast. And I pray that that's what you will do. Let me, lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our format is designed so that you can pick up the telephone, dial the number. It goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about Kamala Harris, anti-God candidate. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions, ladies and gentlemen, about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, easy to find mark. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is a gigantic flag. It's the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole at the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing you to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. We invite your telephone call, question, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris has been the nominee without the Democratic populace and the nation having any say-so about it whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard that Joe Biden has officially stepped down from the 2024 presidential race just about 90 days before the November 5th election. Listen, I'm not sitting here saying I told you so, but listen, I told you so. Three and a half years ago, I made the statement. I've made that statement about 100 times on this broadcast down through the past three and a half years. I've said that Joe Biden would not be on the ballot for November the 5th, 2024 election. I've said that Joe Biden would either step down or he'd be removed under the 25th Amendment due to his cognitive inability. Inability to be president, inability to carry out the task, inability to walk up a pair of steps, inability to walk across the platform and know which way to leave the platform after he has spoken. In his inability seen in his walking about, sticking his hand out, he's going to shake hands with a shadow man that's standing there. Inability to show any cognitive life at all. Listen, I'm not laughing at him. I'm not making fun of Joe Biden because of that, because he is cognitively disabled. It's not his fault, ladies and gentlemen. He is not, it is not his, it is not for us to laugh at him, mock him, et cetera, et cetera. But it is for us to look at, see, and understand what is taking place and make our comments and our insights based on that. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not qualified to be president of the United States. But, well, listen, Joe, in his mumbling, stumbling speeches, in his fumbling and falling down and getting up, his inability to make sentences, it's been sad and shameful to the whole world. He cannot help that. Jill Biden and his staff ought to be held responsible for senior abuse. They've covered it up for 4 years. In fact, just past four days now, where there's been the decision made that Joe is going to be replaced by Kamala Harris. Once it was pro-Joe by the media, and that is poor Joe by the media, and a promotion of Kamala Harris. She is the coronated, anointed one that stepped on the scenes now, stepped out of the shadow as an incapable vice president to now being the anointed one to be the presidential candidate. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comments, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, this is Brother Harper, and I just was just thinking, I know we're talking about Kamala Harris right now, and there's about four or either five men that are desperate to be nominated as the vice president. I wonder, has anyone maybe beside myself given a thought that what if we had two women running for office this time, maybe the same color? That might be a four more years of the same thing we've been invested in.
Harper, let me say this. What we're seeing taking place is out of the ordinary. I believe without any shadow of a doubt in the 2 or 3 weeks now when the Democratic Party has their convention, it's going to be an open, knockdown, drag-out, chaos, calamity, and confusion. Black Lives Matter has already stepped to the scene. Whatever influence they might have, they wouldn't have any influence at all in the conservative, biblical, Christian circles, but in the Democratic Socialist Marxist media and the Democratic Communist Party, they might have a lot of sway. And the BLM's already said that they will not stand for this taking place because they've had, listen, they claim they had no voice in it. And in reality, none of the Democrats have had a voice in this except for the elitist, the Chuck Schumer group, the Nancy Pelosi group, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've had the voice in it. In fact, I find it absolutely stunning that they've taken the voice of the people, even though I'm in disagreement with the Communist Party altogether. Socialist Marxist Democrats have had no voice in it whatsoever. Behind the scenes, the elitist wound up pushing Joe Biden out with a letter that, by the way, he signed, said that he was stepping down. But now I'm understanding, as of some of today's internet news, that doesn't even look like Joe Biden's signature. So we don't even know if Joe himself knows that he has stepped down from the candidacy of being reelected. But I believe that what is going to, you'll see the end result is that there will be some knockdown, drag out at the convention for the Democrats. They're going to be forced into position of having some nominees, at least for VP, and several come to mind. Perhaps Kamala Harris, not Kamala Harris, but perhaps Michelle Obama, perhaps Hillary Clinton, perhaps Gavin Newsom or others. In fact, they're talking about, some have even talked about the potentiality of Mitt Romney, since he's a rhino, put him on the ticket to get some of the disgruntled Republican votes. I don't know what it will be, but I can tell you it will not be smooth sailing through August with the Democratic Party. There will be darts flying. There will be knockdown, drag out. To go back, if you go back and study the history of the 1968 open convention with the Democratic Party, it's going to be a replay on steroids when that takes place. So we still do not know the bottom line, but we do know, ARPA, that we have found these behind the closed doors have forced the issue to put Joe Biden out, put Kamala Harris in, but she's not in yet. She thinks she's got it licked, and it may be. But I think there's going to be a lot of discussion that'll have to be made before the final. In fact, a group of Republicans have already filed a motion of impeachment for Kamala Harris because of what she has done in relationship to not keeping the border, and it's her responsibility as the border czar appointed by the cognitively depleted Joe Biden. So we've still got a long way to go, even though we're in the final run before the election, 90 days approximately before the election. And it's like getting in a horse race, and you switch horses after you've gone about the third, fourth, or fifth lap with one lap to go. That's where we are today. That's what is taking place. But the bottom line is that I want to talk about today, Harper, and I'm thankful for your call. Thank you so much. Looking forward to what God is going to do as we keep looking to Him. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, as we see what is taking place, we need to be asking the question, as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, what will a Kamala Harris presidency be like? What will we be faced with? What will be taking place? How will we have our nation? What will be the nation's position and condition? I'm looking at a headline that says, not a fan. Swing state voters tell leftist network that they absolutely do not support Kamala Harris. Now, that's talking about the swing states. That's talking about the states that's always questioned as to how will they vote, what will be done, how will it make the how will the candidate be able to persuade them to vote for him or her. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Kamala Harris, an anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-moral, anti-Bible candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. What are your thoughts? 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Elon Musk points to this video of Kamala Harris as a warning for what her presidency will look like. Then he goes on to talk about, in a brief video, one of the statements. She says, "Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time," she began on the video. "I'm Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I'm a woman. I'm sitting here at the table. I'm in a blue suit," end quote. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this writer says that's just simply awful. But that's Kamala Harris. She cannot help herself. She is a laughing, cackling, as one put it, a cackling hyena as she speaks, as she talks. But ladies and gentlemen, I think it is shameful to see where we are in our nation today. It's bad enough to be shameful, but it is sad to understand that our global leaders are watching. There's a move today in China to come against Taiwan, knowing that America's at its weakest place that it's been, I believe, in the history of America. It is what we really are doing as a nation. We're moving forward in a jet airplane, jet 777 airplane, full steam ahead with no pilot in the cockpit. I believe that's where we are. That's what we're seeing. And our enemies see that. And here we are today with Benjamin Netanyahu coming to speak to the Joint Congress, and had Democrats this morning on the early morning news saying they were going to boycott it. They were not going to sit. They were not going to stay. If they were there, they would not stand. They were not given applause. And there's a number of them that believe that Benjamin Netanyahu ought to be removed. And by the way, in some research that I've recently done, I discovered that the attempt to incarcerate Benjamin Netanyahu through the criminal courts, the Universal Criminal Courts, International Criminal Court, the ICC, they have already gotten a warrant for his arrest, and they want to arrest him to pull him out of his leadership role in Israel, just as they do not want Donald Trump to be the leadership in the United States of America. And the problem with them wanting to remove Benjamin Netanyahu is based on the fact that I've just discovered that it came out of the Oval Office in America with Joe Biden and his henchmen on a global basis utilizing his authority and his power from the Oval Office to promulgate and to push and to try to remove Benjamin Netanyahu from office. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is understanding that about 50 to 60 Democrats' voices call for Joe to step down and to step aside, and he's officially done that. He's out of the race. The question is, will Joe now officially, as not being presidential candidate for re-election, Joe Biden, what will he do? What will he say? How will he govern in the next 90 days? Well, actually, it's about 120 days because it goes through about January the 20th before whoever's president will be, sworn in for the president of the United States of America. Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and the Clinton machine, convinced Joe to sign a letter of resignation, stepping down from his position as a candidate for president to be reelected. Ladies and gentlemen, what in the world will happen in the ensuing days when we have no leadership whatsoever? I'm looking at the headline, says Kamala Harris kicks off her campaign with the first rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The vice president noted her experience as a prosecutor and her support for building up the middle class, gun control, securing abortion on access at any given moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about that in a moment. But I want us to recognize the serious, precarious position that we're in as a nation. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's VP, as the presumptive presidential candidate. Perhaps you are asking the question, as I'm asking the question, as everybody that's concerned ought to be asking the question, is Kamala Harris qualified to be president? Is she qualified? I'm looking at a headline. Not a fan. Swing state voters tell leftist network news, absolutely, we do not support Kamala Harris. This article reads, dated July the 23rd, reads, President Joe Biden pulled out of the presidential race on Sunday and fully endorsed Harris, with the vice president securing enough support from Democratic delegates to become the party's presumptive nominee. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment. If you want to go by the Democratic Party's rules and regulations, this ain't it. Poor grammar, but it makes the point. It calls for a primary for the different candidates to be promulgated and postulated as the possible nominee, and then the delegates vote on that person. And now, behind the scenes, the delegates that had already been sworn to Joe Biden, I understand about 3,500 to 4,000 people, all of a sudden, supposedly, we're to believe that those now have switched horses and they're going to fully embrace and sponsor and endorse Kamala Harris? There's a problem with that question. I don't believe that is possible. I don't believe that is the truth of it. But here we are now, and I'll touch on this further in the broadcast. Here now, the Marxist media, all in sync with saying the same thing, that it'd be the opportunity, the first opportunity for America to have a black female as president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's poor grammar, but it makes a point. She ain't black. Kamala Harris' background is Jamaican and Indian. I'm talking about from the nation of India. She's not what you would call American black. And yet there's the push today, latest news, I mean a proliferation of news from the Marxist media. If you say no to Kamala, if you question her credentials, if you question her ability, if you question what she has on the agenda as president if she's elected, if you question anything about Kamala's thoughts or processes in relationship to morals and ethics and values, any question from the conservative, any question from a Christian, any questions from the patriots, all of a sudden you're a racist. You're a racist. Ladies and gentlemen, they've beaten the racist horse to death. It doesn't faze me one bit to say racist, because that is simply not a political ploy that works anymore, in my opinion, in American political and jurisprudence. This article further states, title of it is, "Not a fan. Swing state voters tell leftist news media they absolutely don't support Kamala." This article reads in, "I do not support Kamala Harris. Absolutely not." In other words, the Democrats can make their switcheroo, but they're still going to have to beat Donald Trump, this article says. Callers on the Breakfast Club radio show on Tuesday criticized Democrats and Harris over what they believe are destructive policies for black Americans. End quote. Further, the article says, Kamala cannot do what he's going to do, bring to this country back to where we need to be. Talking about the comparison of Kamala Harris and Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, I think there's no comparison. I don't think we need to even look at it as being on the same ball field. I don't think we need to look at it as being sitting around the same table even, because it's so diametrically different than what we believe as conservative Christians, patriots in America. Looking at the headline, says, Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer, Jeffers, backs Harris for president of the United States of America. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Tuesday endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, the question again, we're going to get to it in more detail after the news, but listen, the question is, how do you feel? What are your thoughts? Should Kamala Harris be elected as president? Does Kamala Harris have the credentials, the qualifications, and more than that? Here's my question. How does Kamala Harris stand on moral, ethical, biblical, theological, Christian issues? How does she stand on our right to keep and bear arms? How does she stand on our religious liberties and freedom of speech? How does she stand on the abortion issue? What has she made the claim that she will do? What does she say ought to be done in relationship to every citizen have the right to keep and bear arms? Does she stand with that? What is her position on the border, the southern border? Does it need to be closed, or does she say that it's already been closed and there's no problem? What are your thoughts in relationship to that? Right after the news, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask you to call us. Let me give you that number again, lest I forget it. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So what are the qualifications of Kamala Harris? Just what are they, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to enumerate some of those qualifications in just a moment. We're going to talk about it and invite you to call in, give your dialogue and discussion on the issue. For example, dumb. This headline says, D-U-M-B, dumb, and a DEI candidate Trump and allies attack Kamala Harris based on her race and gender, end quote. This is an article written from a leftist biased position. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues. Don't turn your dial as we come back after the news.
Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.